Good morning, SP. Good morning. Today we are looking at the second Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. God is searching the whole earth because He wants to pour out His favor on those whose hearts are completely His. Here's the question: is our heart fully committed to Him and to His word? We might all say, yes, I'm fully devoted to God. But is that really true? Often it's only in a crisis that we move God to the top of our list. Often, it's only in our everyday lives, we tend to live by our own plans while putting God's word in the second or third place. And we have every good reason, right? Work is busy. The boss demands results. The kids need attention. But this morning, I want to remind us again, God desires to pour out His blessing on us. And we have a choice. Will we position ourselves to receive it? You might say, of course, we absolutely want that. But there's another scripture that gives us pause. Listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed, we have had the good news preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard did not benefit them, because it was not united with faith by those who heard. The message they heard is God's word, His promise. The writer of Hebrews points out that the failure of the Israelites in the wilderness was not because God's word was powerless. It was because they lacked the faith to join themselves to that word. Their faith was not united with God's promise. And so His word produced no effect in their lives. So let me ask you, is God's good and gracious word producing its full effect in your life? When you are sick, when your work pressures mount, when you face a layoff, when family relationships are tense? Does God's mighty word work powerfully for you? The verse makes it clear. The problem is never that God's word is ineffective. The problem is a lack of a faith that joins itself to that word. When troubles come, we usually respond two ways. First, we rely on our own strength, our connections, our cleverness, our resources. Second, we hope for a miracle alongside our own efforts. Think of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. Every time they hit difficulty, they want to go back to Egypt's systems, its social security, its idols. And yes, miracles were happening at the same time. Manna fell daily from heaven. Isn't that like us? We rely on our own plans, and We look for God's supernatural help, both at once. We live like they did, old ways of thinking mixed with supernatural help in crisis. But remember how that generation ended up. They never entered the promised land. They did not receive the fullness of God's favor. And God's conclusion was this: my word was not the problem. You lack the faith to unite yourself with it. Let me give you a real-life example. A friend came to me asking for prayer for his marriage. His wife was sent to a single divorce papers the next day. I asked why. He said his father had used their names as loaner guarantors, and now they faced a mass debt. Collections agents were calling nonstop. The pressure was too much for his wife. I said, let's pray. Let's ask God to delay this divorce and see what he might do. The next day, for unexpected reasons, the divorce did not happen. Praise God. But then he told me that even without the divorce, their relationship was broken. Beside the debt, his wife was constantly annoyed by his loud snoring at night. It was so bad, she had kicked him out of the bedroom. I asked if anything helped. He said he'd tried everything. Nothing worked. I said, well, keep seeking the Lord. I don't have an answer. And he did. And God gave him a miracle again. He came to me one day, excited, with a testimony. It's amazing. I don't snoring anymore. I asked how. He said the Holy Spirit had spoken to him. Stop eating chili pepper. Yeah, stop eating the chili pepper. It seemed strange, but he obeyed. And just like that, no more snoring. He could finally sleep in the same room with his wife again. I said, praise God. The story up to this point is very good. I often see God helping us in those miracles, particular ways. But when do we see the biggest needs met? For my friend, that would be debt reversed and marriage fully restored. I kept asking the Lord, how will the biggest need be met? And I felt his response was this: remember the Israelites in the wilderness. I blessed them as much as I could. Along the way, the daily manna was proof, but the final destination was the promised land. My greatest favor and purpose was there, not just in the manna. For my friend, the snoring miracle was his manna. But to reach his promised land, that freedom and marital restoration, he would need a heart fully united in faith with God's word. And beyond that, an even greater inheritance awaits. All the promise of God's word are for him and for us. Worship team, please come up now. So let me ask you and myself, have we stopped short? Are we settling for our old securities? Are we camping around crisis time miracles? Here's what I want to emphasize. Here's what I want to emphasize. We cannot depend on our old material security and worldly systems. Why? Because they always change. They are unreliable. No matter how hard we try to maintain them, they will eventually fail. They may even collapse. And we cannot live from miracle to miracle either. Why? Because miracles often come in crisis. And you don't want to live from one crisis to the next, waiting a miracle. Do you? The only way forward is to respond to God's final revelation with active faith. A faith that believes, relies, obeys, and perseveres. A faith aligned with the glorious truth of the gospel. I hope this message is an invitation to you. Don't let your life get stuck building your own security. Know this, God is constantly speaking words of favor over you because He wants you to receive them. Just as 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, His eyes are searching for those whose hearts are fully His, because He wants to strengthen them. Let's worship together.
You're my strength. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, or to give up. My strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my only all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all. Sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless
Let's take a moment, each on our own, to pray. Pray about whether you are willing to leave behind old security and needs, and step forward into God's word. Even if it feels like a risk, even if there's a cost, so that you may see His good word fulfilled in your life. And in the life of others. Yeah, let's pray. Please come forward as we pray together.